Hello and welcome to the latest interview. I'm joined by Slough joint manager Neil Baker. How are you, Neil?
I'm well, John. Yourself?
Yeah, roller coaster this afternoon. 2-0 down at half time, depleted squad, and fought back for a draw.
Yeah, really good character today. We started all right and we caused them a few problems first sort of 15 minutes, and obviously they've scored the goal from the corner. We talked to Scotty because we felt that the lads got a free header from 6 yards. Elijah got blocked off the ball. Scotty thinks that he got blocked as well, but I'm not convinced. I thought it was a cheap goal to give away, and obviously disappointing. But then we had plenty of chances to get self back into the game. And then they got us, scored a second on the break, where we felt we should have had a free kick on Nathan Smart on the edge of the box. And they were, I think, 3v2 on the break and punished us. And at 2-0 down, missing the players that you're missing, it's always going to be difficult. But we went in at half time and said, look, you know, you need to get that first goal. If you concede the third, it's game over. But if you can go and get the first goal, then you've got a chance. And I thought second half we were excellent.
Yeah, as you say, there was a lot of changes to the squad, a lot of players, you know, playing slightly out of position and really restricted on the numbers. So, you know, coming away from this tough fixture with a draw, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing, you know, in terms of games being replayed and things like that?
No, it's a good thing. We were looking at potentially playing a friendly on Tuesday night anyway, because there was a few that could probably have done with the game. And we've had, the last two Tuesdays off. So we're not disappointed that we've drawn the game. I think they'd be more disappointed because they lose a league game on Tuesday night. But no, listen, it's a excellent second half performance from us today. I thought we were really, really good with, as you say, with a number of players missing, and we could have gone hiding a little bit, but I thought we took the game to them, and they didn't really have a sniff probably until the last sort of minute or so.
Yeah, and in the first half, what would you say was the main difference? What was the difference between the first and second half?
Well, we talked about communication. A few times we caused our own problems by lack of communication. A few times that we, you know, starting from Scotty and the centre halves, and you know, it can just be a situation doesn't have to happen, and a few times it was, and we were putting ourselves under pressure, and we talked about making sure that people gave good information second half and just to keep the ball better, and I felt we did that. Obviously we had to bring Warren off. Warren's been struggling a little bit with his groin, and he was tight and probably hadn't not quite at his levels, you know. He probably needs a little break. He's played pretty much every game, but no, I'm absolutely delighted with the second half performance. I really am.
And it was a real open game, you know, right from the off. It was, you know, open, both teams trying to play football, both teams going at one another. Was that part of the game plan? Was it, you know, or is it just the way the two teams play?
I think it's just the way the two teams play. We both play on a 3G pitch, so you're both used to passing the ball a little bit more. And they're a really good side. For me, I'd say they're one of the best in the league, if not the best. I think they're really, really decent at home. And that's why we're so pleased that getting ourselves back into the game away from home on a, you know, having an early start and everything that's sort of potentially against you, but we've shown real character, and that's what we talked about in the changing room.
And it was a little bit of a niggly game. There's quite a lot of bits and pieces going off on the ball, and perhaps the officiating wasn't as strong as it could have been.
I think there wasn't. I think there was a mutual respect between the two teams, definitely as between the two management teams. I think obviously there's one or two challenges that went in that probably, you know, shouldn't have done. I don't think the referee helped herself. Funnily enough, I said after about 35 minutes, me and John said she'd been excellent. I don't think she'd put a foot wrong, and then she started to make mistakes, and the problem is once she started to make one or two what we thought were mistakes, it then got into her game, into her head, and I think she made poor decisions for both teams. And you know, they said exactly the same, but that is what it is, and we have to, you know, get on with it and deal with it, whatever comes our way.
Yeah, and it obviously culminated in a bit of a melee and a sending off. What did you see?
I didn't see an awful lot. Their lad stamped on our boy. You know, a little bit silly. It was a bit of handbags, to be honest. There wasn't much in it, but you know, he's been silly. it was a straight red card and deserved. So but I'm not going to comment on that because I thought, to be honest, the game was played in pretty good fashion, other than one or two incidents.
And then moving on to Tuesday, what sort of a squad can we expect ahead of that game?
Well, obviously we'll have Mark Nisbet and Nathan Webb back into contention. We'll have to see. Don't know. I think Warren will struggle a little bit for Tuesday. But having Niz back will be a big plus for us, and obviously Nathan as an option as well.
Excellent. Well, thanks ever so much for your time, Neil. Good luck on Tuesday, and hopefully we'll see some progress in the next round of the
Lovely.
Trophy.
Cheers, John. Bye. See you later.